Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gentwin. It's the 4th of September and I'm sitting in front of the aquarium with a lot of aquarium chemicals. Very exciting, I thought I'd have a look. We bought sort of a starter pack which goes for a month. Sort of there's some stuff in some packets and tells you what to put in there on day one, after 2 weeks and then after 4 weeks. So I've looked at it and I thought you're supposed to do this. So from what I previously read, I thought you're supposed to do this, make sure that there's no ammonia levels in the water before you add any fish, because the ammonia is not good for the fish. Seemed to make sense. Nasty stuff, ammonia. Just had a after looking at all these chemicals and thinking, that's all very confusing. So I've just had another look, and apparently there were two ways of cycling a new aquarium, which is what it's called. So you have to cycle it first. So basically it needs to get its own, what do you call that, micro... what's it called again? What do we call this in biology? Sort of...
Yes, microbiome or something, isn't it?
Yeah,
you said it earlier. Microcosm?
Yeah, I'm not sure that was the word, but its own sort of, it's a little...
ecosystem.
Thank you, that's the word I was looking for. I mean, you still have to do some water changes, but not a lot, because the idea is that you have a lot of bacteria in the filter... that eat up any harmful chemicals like the ammonia. So I was under the impression you have to get the ammonia under control before you add the fish. But apparently there are two ways of cycling the new aquarium. Right, if you hear some water running, that's Simon doing a water change. He's supposed to do like a between 10 and 25% water change every few days on new aquariums, and we've had the water in there for about a week. I've added plants yesterday. It certainly smells a bit more like a pond now than of chlorine. But I'm not sure I've got anything to test for chlorine, to be honest. I can test for all sorts of things, but not for chlorine. But that's okay, because I've discovered I've got some stuff to... I've got two... chemicals that can make... I've got the starter kit, and I've got also some kind of water conditioner that apparently neutralizes the chlorine, because that's not good for the fish. What was I gonna say? So there's two types of cycling the aquarium, but the process is essentially the same. So what is supposed to happen is for these bacteria to grow, which eat ammonia. And as the two ways of doing it is either to do it with fish or without fish. If you do it without fish, you'd have to put some fish flakes in there, or some organic product that can decay, because it is the decaying process that produces ammonia. Well, first it produces NO2. So what's that? Nitrite, then NO3, which is nitrate, and then eventually NO4, which is ammonia. And I've got so this was the exciting bit. This is a bit like back to chemistry lessons. So I've just tested the water. So found out that we've got fairly hard water, but I think we already knew that. I think it was sort of on the upper scale for hard water. You can look that up online for your water company to find out how hard your water is. So that was hardly a surprise. There's also general hardness and then carbonate hardness, so you can test both these, and we came out fairly on top of both of them. Then the pH I've tested, so that's about 7.5, so that should be about all right for the fish that I was looking at buying. So I think that's where you get the hardy fish that are happy with a range of conditions, so a range of temperature, range of pH levels. Whereas the fish that are more difficult to keep, they want particular conditions, so that all makes perfect sense. And then I've also also this particular strip measures five things, so that I've also measured NO2 and NO3. And it turns out there is already, the levels are sort of slightly raised. Which I imagine is because we've got live plants in there, which also helps because obviously they decay and will produce ammonia eventually. So there will be some kind of matter in there, but it's not enough. So to cycle the aquarium, you do need to, you need to get the ammonia levels. You need to actually have ammonia in there, otherwise you don't get the bacteria to grow. So you can either do this by putting organic matter like fish flakes in and waiting for that to decay and then keep testing the water, and apparently you have to be very patient, keep testing the water, see if you get to, if you get ammonia in there, and if not, you have to keep adding more fish flakes until you get ammonia. Or the slightly quicker way is to introduce a few fish. So I didn't realise this, that you have like two or three sort of test fish, very hardy ones, obviously, that can cope with these with the raised levels of nitrite and nitrate and ammonia in there. But one has to then keep testing the water to make sure that everything is fine and that the fish are not distressed. There are also, I've got to read up again on what looks like they're distressed by the ammonia. There are then chemicals you can add to the water to help the fish a bit. But basically it's all supposed to, the fish are supposed to go through their natural process and produce some waste, but you're supposed to feed them very carefully so you don't have any extra waste in there, because it would all raise ammonia levels beyond what a fish can sustain. And their waste products will then produce the ammonia levels, hopefully, and then the and the bacteria. I've got these strips, so I can keep testing. Did I say? So I've got, I can test NH3 and NH4. I've got a separate strip for that. I just thought I'd see whether there's any ammonia in there, but no. I suppose with such low levels of NH2 and NH3, the strip didn't change colour at all. I suppose this is what my strip needs to look like when ammonia levels are pretty much zero, which is the point. And this could take, it says, so cycling a tank takes about 6 to 8 weeks. When you would have only about two or three fish in there. When ammonia is zero, you can then start to slowly introduce more fish, and you have to do this by the by, because again, more fish produce more waste and the bacteria need to grow to make up for that. So it all makes perfect sense now.
Does it? I really wish I'd paid more attention in chemistry and biology lessons. It's all like way over my head, I'm afraid.
Is it? No, it makes sense, because you need to establish this ecosystem of, you know, I just said to Simon, because I remember going to campsites where they didn't have sort of flushing toilets, the stench that you were getting there is that was definitely ammonia. I knew what that smelled like, because my dad had a very small bottle of ammonia on him, diluted very obviously. To treat mosquito bites. So, you know, and they also use the stuff to bring people around from fainting. Yeah, exactly, because it's so horrendous. So I remember that smell and going to the toilet there. Okay, we're now below the minimum level of water recommend for pump. I filled it up to time. I hope that makes sense. I hope I've explained that properly, but you know, so basically we can add the fish straight away. We don't have to wait first, as I thought. That's the gist of this book.
That's what you're going to do next, yeah?
That's what I'll do next.
Toodle-oo.